Hare Krishna. So we welcome all the devotees who have joined us online for celebrating the most awaited Narasimha Chaturdashi festival today. And today we are again honored to have with us the Holy Association of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. Maharaj has joined us here, and in spite of his busy schedules, Maharaj has agreed to come here and enlighten us and inspire us by narrating the beautiful pastimes of Narasimhadev and Prahlad Maharaj. So let us welcome His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj for this online session from ISKCON Chowpatty by three times loudly chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. Maharaj, you can begin your class. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Gyantimirandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapatantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Chutapatakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vidhamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Brindabaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudhe Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatyadeshatharine Hare Krishna. I am sincerely grateful and honored to be among the assembled devotees on this very holy day of the appearance of Lord Narasimhadev. The world is going through much sorrow, despair, and challenge due to the pandemic, economic challenges, political challenges, spiritual challenges. In the Kali Yuga, the age that we're living, we're warned that we can expect such difficulties. One time, Srila Prabhupada said that in this age of Kali Yuga, we can expect troubles at any moment. It is just the nature of the world we live in. When we expect that crisis, heartbreak, difficulty, loss could come at any moment, then as devotees, we're very alert to take shelter of Krishna at every moment, to make priorities in our life in such a way that we prepare ourselves. The more we are prepared to take shelter of Krishna, the more naturally Krishna will be present with us in both the good and the hard times. When things appear very bright and happy in the world around us, we're grateful, and we see this as a wonderful opportunity to take shelter and celebrate. When there are very difficult times, sometimes even impossible times, tragic times, we see the light that we are all eternal souls, and we all have eternal relationships with Krishna. Krishna is eternally playing his flute and playing with his devotees in the spiritual world. Nothing could ever change that. That is our home. It is a home beyond life and death. It is a home where the soul resides within our very hearts at all times. So in this situation, we're grateful for the opportunity to take shelter of Krishna. And to the extent we find shelter in Krishna, we want to share that shelter with others, because we really care about the quality of life and the happiness of other living beings. Sarve sukhino bhavantu. This is the nature of one who's connected to God. We want all beings to be happy. But understanding the nature of the material body and the elements of this world, we don't take very seriously the very fleeting happiness of the mind and body, That's there. But there's little substance. The pleasure, the happiness that everyone is looking for is the happiness of the true self, the souls. Anandamayo Vyashat. The pleasure of loving God. The pleasure of feeling Krishna's love. The pleasure of radiating and sharing that love of Krishna. This is the paradharma, the highest occupation and the very perfection of religion or spirituality. To connect with the love for Krishna that is within us. And to be servants of that love eternally. When we expect difficulties, we are attentive to our sadhana. We're attentive to the association of saintly people. Hearing, chanting, associating, serving the deities in our homes, in the temple, and serving the deity within the heart of the Vaishnavas and within the heart of all living beings. The heart is an altar, and every heart is a place where Krishna is waiting to accept our service. Just earlier today, one of our very dearmost devotees, Sharada Biharani Devi, departed from this world. Sharada Biharani Devi and her wonderful family of devotees are the original residents of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. Before any devotee ever came there, before Radha Gopinath came there, years before, this beautiful family was living in a small room on the property. And when in around 1987, a very small group of devotees came to live in a tiny room just close to theirs. Many neighbors were disturbed. But Sarat Biharini Devi and her family, they just welcomed us with their hearts and became not only devotees, but intimate leaders of our community. She took leadership role for many years in making the garlands for Sri Sri Radha Gopinath and all the forms of the Lord on the altar. And she taught so many others how to make garlands. The simple service, which is the very service of the gopis in Vrindavan, to offer their love with each flower of each on each garland and offer it to Sri Radharani, to offer to Krishna. That is the eternal pastime of the gopis of Vrindavan. So every morning, so many of our devotees have the opportunity to participate in this pastime. And this was her service for so many years. What to speak of being a wonderful wife, a wonderful mother, a wonderful disciple. We are all so grateful to her. And she had a special place for worshiping Lord Narasingha Dev. It was on this day that Krishna, from Bhaktivedanta Hospital, surrounded by the atmosphere of Vaishnavas, she was taken into the loving embrace of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. She prepared every day beautiful garlands to be offered to Radha Gopinath. And I am thinking that she prepared her life to be a garland to be offered today to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Let us all, as a community, offer our profound gratitude and prayers for her and all of her wonderful family. Just a couple weeks ago, another great devotee of Lord Narasingadev was taken from us. His Grace Pankajangari Prabhu, who was the head pujari of Lord Narasingadev in the eternal home of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada's foremost place of worship, the headquarters of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Sri Navadvip Mayapur Dham. From Radha Gopinath Temple, and actually all over the world, whenever there was difficulties, tragedies, challenges, we would contact Pankajangari Prabhu to offer special mantras, special pujas and prayers to Lord Narasingadev in Mayapur. When Srila Prabhupada was personally present in this world, performing his pastimes of spreading pure bhakti throughout the world, there were several times where he had serious life-threatening health crisis. Of course, we know at Jaladuta this took place. Srila Prabhupada wrote in his diary that his only solace was reading the nectar of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Heart attacks. When he came to New York, he had heart problems. And he was in hospital briefly. And later, when there was a serious crisis, he taught us that we should pray to Lord Narasingadev, that if it is your desire, please restore the health of our spiritual master. And I'm just remembering when we would get news that Srila Prabhupada was ill and he may leave us. And we were seemingly so helpless thousands of miles away. We would cry to Lord Narasingadev from the very core of our hearts, how we cried to him. Because we felt such a total dependence on Srila Prabhupada's presence in our lives. And that experience for so many of us made Lord Narasingadev's presence so deep in our lives. In fact, after every RT, we offer prayers to Lord Narasingha Dev. Because there is danger at every step in this world. Padam padam yad vipadam natesham. We pray for our spiritual masters. We pray for all the devotees. We pray for our movement. We pray for our properties. We pray for all humanity. We pray for all living beings for protection. In fact, in the spiritual world, Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj worship Narasingha Dev for Krishna's protection. Many of us have been in Krishna's eternal home of Nandagaon or Nandagram. And there's a place there where there is an ancient deity of Lord Narasingha Dev that was worshipped for the protection of Krishna. Each and every day, early in the morning, before Krishna went out to herd the calves and later the cows, Yashoda Mai would touch the various limbs of Krishna's body and chant bija mantras of Lord Narasingha Dev. And along with mantras, she would place various auspicious things on Krishna's body for his protection. Krishna would smile. Excuse me. Narasingha Dev worships Krishna as the supreme source and origin of his eternal existence, and Krishna's devotees like Yashoda and Nanda worship Narasingha to protect Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip, he also would go to the place called Narasinghapali or Devapali, where he would worship Lord Narasingha Dev. The story is that after Lord Narasingha Dev protected Prahlad Maharaj and liberated Hiranyakashipu, he came to Mayapur Dham, to the place called Godrum Dweep, to the place where in his most merciful Swayam Bhagavan, his most munificent incarnation would take place, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was there that Narasingha Dev, he washed his hands, he drank the water from the Mandakini River, which is still there today in the form of a small pond, and he rested. That place became so sacred in Satya Yuga at the time of Narasingha Dev that the demigods, they all came there to perform bhajan, to do worship. Vishwakarma built wonderful little homes for the principal demigods. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would go there with his devotees and worship Lord Narasingha Dev by chanting beautiful prayers and kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. After the, just prior to the first public kirtan event of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at the time when there was persecution, torture, and great crisis, the Chankazi was punishing any devotee who was following Lord Chaitanya's teachings to chant the holy names. And he had control over the government, the military, the police. One night, Lord Narasingadev appeared to him in a very ferocious form, jumped on the chest of Chankazi, his eyes raging with anger. And he began to scratch Chankazi's chest. He was laying in his bed, trembling in total fear. Lord Narahari told him that if you ever interrupt my Sankirtan again, I will be back. And then he disappeared. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Narasingadev himself, then from his home, the house of Sachidevi, he personally led Sankirtan with hundreds and thousands of devotees. He personally danced in the streets of Navadvip to the house of the Kazi. And the Chankazi, he could understand. Lord Narasingadev appeared to him in such a ferocious way to warn him because of his great offenses to the devotees and to the innocent people. But now has come in his beautiful form of Nimai, Vishwambar, Gorhari, singing and chanting. Lord Chaitanya was so respectful to honor the Chankazi in their talk. Chankazi understood, this is my beloved Lord. This is the Lord of all the great religions. The one God has appeared before me now as Gorhari. And he accepted the gift of Krishna Prema, ecstatic love for God from Lord Chaitanya. And forevermore encouraged the Sankirtan of the devotees. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Navadvip, and as a sannyasi went on a South Indian tour, he worshipped Lord Narasingadev in many places. A few of them are discussed by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In Vishakhapatnam, on a mountain near the ocean, which we call Singhachalam, he worshipped the form of Jiyada Narasingha. This form of Narasingadev, Varaha Narasingha, has been for many ages. When Prahlad was king, he remembered that place, a place where Hiranyakashipu threw him through his messengers in the bottom of the ocean, put a mountain on top of him, and the Lord appeared as Varaha Narasingha to protect little Prahlad, who was constantly taking shelter. And Prahlad installed this deity on the top of that hill. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, And in the role of a devotee, he prayed to Lord Krishnasinghadev with beautiful prayers. He danced, he sang, he cried. In fact, in one verse, which is very, very dear to our hearts, he addresses Lord Nrsimhadev that just as a mother lion is so gentle and loving and caring to her baby cub, but totally ferocious to anyone who tries to harm her cub. This is how you, Lord Nrsimhadev, the most gentle, loving, kind God of gods, protected your little devotee Prahlad. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya went to Mangalagiri and worshipped Pana Nrsimhadev, who appeared to save the world, to save humanity, to save the devatas by appearing in the form of Lord Narasingha in that very place on the top of a mountain, just close to the banks of the Krishna River. Lord Chaitanya went to Ahovalam, where Lord Nrsimhadev performed his beautiful pastimes and appears in 9 various forms. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us in the role of a devotee how to worship Lord Nrsimhadev. Mahaprabhu went to Malkote, and there is a mountain there where Nrsimhadev appeared as Yoga Nrsimha. Prahlad Maharaj, so humble. Mahajano Yena Gatasa Bandha. We're taught that the path to real spiritual perfection is not simply how much we learn or the type of austerities that we perform or the ways we deny our senses. It's not based on how expert we become in our puja. The real perfection of devotional service comes some siddhir hari toshanam, when Krishna is pleased with us. And he's pleased when we follow in the footsteps of the Mahajans. There are 12 original Mahajans that are explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And all the great saints, all the acharyas, are following in the footsteps of the Mahajans, so they also become Mahajans. We are meant to follow in their footsteps. Prahlad Maharaj, such a great self-realized soul, such a pure devotee. Even Lord Brahma, even Lakshmi Devi, felt completely humble before Prahlad when he was only a 5-year-old boy. And he became a great king. But even then, when he came to Malkote, Prahlad Maharaj was feeling, because of me, my father was killed. How is it possible anyone could think like that? Hiranyakashipu tried to murder him, hated him in so many ways. But Prahlad was crying. And it was there that Lord Nrsimhadev appeared to him as Yoga Nrsimha, tell him, actually, because of you, your father was given the supreme liberation. Be happy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Navadvip Dham Bhavataranga, he teaches us beautiful prayers to Lord Nrsimhadev. As Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we understand that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhavatuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. Krishna wanted to taste the sweetness of Sri Radha's love in Goloka Vrindavan, the highest realm of the spiritual world. And he incarnated as Lord Chaitanya. Krishna, who appears with the Mahabhav, the ecstatic love of Sri Radha, to understand her happiness when she tastes Krishna's love, to understand the glories of her love, Srimati Radharani's love, to understand what it is about him that awakens such love in her. And as Lord Chaitanya Krishna is tasting Radha's love and taking the role of a devotee, is distributing Radha's love to the world. In this age of Kali, giving it freely for anyone who will just wholeheartedly accept it, not considering any external, superficial, bodily, or social designations. We are all eternal spirit souls. Wherever there's life, there is the Atma, the soul. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Mahaprabhu was awakening the soul in every category of human beings, even in crocodiles and tigers, and trees and plants and insects, and deers. He was giving everyone love of God. And Mahaprabhu entrusted all of us to assist him in sharing his love of God, sharing Radha's love, Golokera Prema Dana Harinam Sankirtana, through Kirtan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he taught us to pray to Lord Narasimhadev to remove the obstacles from devotional service from our heart, to kill the demons within our hearts. Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas explained that Narasimhadev came and he killed the demons with his claws, Varahadev with his tusks and his hooves, Parasaram with his parasa, with his chopper, Lord Ramchandra with his bows and his arrows, and Krishna in Dwarka and Mathura with his Sudarshan Chakra, and in Vrindavan in so many sweet, elegant ways, he kills the demons. Sometimes as an infant, by drinking milk from the breast of Putana. Sometimes by expanding his weight with Trinavarta. Sometimes with just the touch of his lotus foot for Sakatasura the cart. But as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, nowhere did he kill anyone. Dinehina yata chilo harinamu tharilo tara sakshi jagai madhai. Lord Chaitanya, being the most munificent, the most merciful, the most kind, he came with the weapon of the love of his devotees, the compassion of his devotees, with the weapon of his holy names, to kill the demonic tendencies within the human heart, so that we could become pure. Cheto darpanam arjunam bhava mahatavagni nirvapanam. When the enemies of the heart, in the form of selfish lust, anger, greed, arrogance, envy, and illusion, when these enemies, when these demonic tendencies are killed by the path of bhakti, then naturally the eternal bliss of the soul shines, our love for Krishna. So devotees pray to Nrsingadev and worship Nrsingadev. Please kill these enemies, these demons from within my heart. Even among ourselves, our movement, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, Srila Prabhupada's mission, is a vehicle of the Lord's mercy. But it's due to these enemies within our heart that we create enemies among ourselves. And this is the greatest impediment. So our beloved Acharya Bhakti Vinod Thakur encouraged us, worship Lord Narasingadev. Just as you killed Hiranyakashipu, kill those selfish tendencies of lust and anger and envy and greed and arrogance from within my heart. All of these illusions, so that I could worship Sri Sri Radha Gopinath with pure love. The story of Prahlad is very much built on the foundation of this idea that we are speaking of. The misconceptions born from our own impurities within, where we perceive people as our friends and our enemies on the basis of the bodily conception. In the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Yudhisthira is hearing Narada Muni give an instruction about how the Supreme Lord sees everyone with equal vision. Aham bija pratapita. Krishna is the father and the mother of every living entity, and the most perfect eternal father and mother. Only loves every child. In this sense, even through material nature, the apparent happiness and distress, even what appears to be punishment, from the perspective of understanding the eternal soul. Krishna is always waiting for us with love, waiting for us to turn to him. Yudhisthira Maharaj was astounded when he saw Shishupal, who was powerful, cruel, and totally envious of Krishna. How he was liberated. He inquired from Narada, and Narada explained. And within his explanation, he told how Jai and Vijay, the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, they misunderstood the four Kumaras. Incredible, they were at the gateway of Vaikuntha and still they were seeing people on the bodily concept. How deep this tendency could be. They were seeing these little boys as 4 years old. They wanted to see Vishnu. They dismissed the little boys. The four Kumaras are great acharyas. The founding acharyas of one of the great four Vaishnav sampradayas, the Nimbark sampradaya. Due to this offense to the Kumaras, Vishnu came to the gate. And told Jai and Vijay that they will come to the earth, to the material world for three births in the role of the Lord's enemies. In this description, Sri Narada Muni begins the narration of the appearance of Lord Nrsimhadev. Jai and Vijay became Hiranyakashipu and his younger brother Hiranyaksha. They performed great tapasyas, born of Diti and Kashyapa. They were very powerful. Hiranyaksha was so mean, so cruel, he was so exploitative that he caused Mother Earth to take shelter under the at the bottom of the ocean. What was his powers? Lord Varahadev, a beautiful avatar of Vishnu, came and killed Hiranyaksha. His brother Hiranyakashipu was outraged. He was simultaneously heartbroken. He lost his very faithful, loyal younger brother. And along with his mother and his sister-in-law, Hiranyaksha's wife, they were mourning. At that time, Hiranyakashipu preached wonderful philosophy of the nature of the eternal soul and how there is no death. And he gave them solace. But Hiranyakashipu wanted revenge, that Vishnu took the form of a boar and killed my brother. Such a humiliation, such an injustice. He vowed to destroy Vishnu and avenge Vishnu by harassing and destroying all of his devotees. Hiranyakashipu went to the Mandara mountain. And there is a valley where Hiranyakashipu performed such tapasya, austerity, that the world has never seen. He stood on the tips of his toes with his arms raised, without moving a single limb. He didn't drink a drop of water. He didn't eat food. For year after year after year, celestial years. It came to the point where after so long, you couldn't even see his body. There was an ant hill, huge ant hill, that was constructed around him. The ants ate all of his flesh and drank all of his blood. Still, Hiranyakashipu would not move in total focus. He sustained his living force in his bones. He developed such power that flames were emerging from the top of his head out from the anthill. And those flames were so heated that people in the world were suffering from heat. And even the devatas, the demigods in the heavenly worlds, found it unbearable. They approached Lord Brahma that this Hiranyakashipu, he is performing this tapasya to get benedictions from you. Lord Brahma, along with Bhrigu Muni, Daksha, and several others, descended on his swan carrier. And there he came to the anthill, and Lord Brahma, even he was amazed. He took celestial water from his kamandalu, his water pot, and sprinkled it upon the bones of Hiranyakashipu. That water was so healing that immediately Hiranyakashipu's body was restored with an effulgence, with strength, with beauty that he never had before. Hiranyakashipu saw the new body he had. He saw and he felt the power of this body. But he wanted more. He bowed down and offered prayers to Lord Brahma. And Lord Brahma, he offered benedictions to Hiranyakashipu. Because in the matter of demigod worship, one like the gopis could worship Katyayani, a demigod for pure unalloyed love for Krishna. Or like Krishna warns us in Bhagavad Gita, we could worship demigods for material benefits, which come and go. That was the state of Hiranyakashipu. Because when we perform the proper pujas to the demigods are obliged to fulfill them. Now here is Brahma. He's the acharya of our sampradaya. He's a paramhamsa, pure devotee. In fact, Lord Brahma came to this world in the form of Srila Haridas Thakur and displayed the highest level of love of God. In fact, Lord Brahma, he assumed the very mood of devotion of Prahlad Maharaj, who was his disciple's disciple. There at Mandara Chala, at the valley of the Mandara Mountain, Lord Brahma, because he was being approached as a demigod, he was giving the benedictions of a demigod. If we approach Brahma as the acharya of our sampradaya for ecstatic love for Krishna, then he will give us ecstatic love for Krishna through parampara. So Hiranyakashipu asked for immortality. Brahma admitted, I may live 311 trillion years, but even at that time, I must leave my body. I cannot give something I do not have. Hiranyakashipu was very intelligent. And he was so deceitful. He was thinking he could deceive Brahma. He asked for so many benedictions, including, give me the boon that I will not be killed, either in day or night, either inside or outside. I will not be killed in the sky, in the land, or in the water. I will not be killed by any human, any demigod, or any living being in the universe created by you, Brahma. I will not be killed by any type of weapon. Hiranyakashipu went on, and so thoroughly he thought he guaranteed his immortality. He wanted the benediction that he could conquer the entire universe up to Swargaloka, where all the demigods except Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva would be subordinate to him. He received the benediction of the 8 yogic cities, where he could perform supernatural miracles. When Hiranyakashipu returned to his home, he got his soldiers, his military, his armor, his army, and all of his followers to conquer and terrorize the world and the universe. It is described that when Hiranyakashipu just raised his eyebrow, even the demigods shook in fear. Narada Muni explains that he sat on the throne of Indra, and all the demigods were actually homeless and hiding. Hiranyakashipu controlled everything. He controlled the weather. He controlled the planets. Such power. No mortal being has ever had like this. Except for the demigods themselves. And he was beyond. Hiranyakashipu, even though he had such control and such proprietorship over everything, he was never peaceful, and he was never happy. because he could not control his senses. While he was performing his tapasya, the demigods came and kidnapped or abducted his wife, Kayadhu, because she was pregnant with a child. They were taking this mother, Kayadhu, to their abode to keep her like a prisoner until the child was born so that they could kill the seed of Hiranyakashipu. On the way, Narada Muni stopped them and explained that the child in Kayadhu's womb is a Mahajan, a Mahabhagavat, a great devotee. So they entrusted Kayadhu, the wife of Hiranyakashipu, with Narada Muni, and he brought her to his ashram. Kayadhu simply wanted the well-being of her little child in her womb. She was a loving mother. And Narada Muni instructed her in Bhagavad Dharma, in the science of Krishna consciousness. And he spoke in such a way, Narada Muni, by his mercy, by his divine grace, Narada Muni had the power to speak in a way that the embryo in the womb of the mother could hear his every word. And this little baby in the womb of mother had no misconceptions, had no predispositions. Whatever Narada Muni spoke went right to the very core of his heart and awakened his soul. When he was born, he had full knowledge of the very essence of all Vedas, and he loved Krishna. Krishna tells in Gita that the very essence of all the Vedas and the goal of all the Vedas, Vedaishcha Sarvaham Eva Vedyo, is to love Krishna. When Prahlad was just a little boy, he would cry in ecstasy and separation from Krishna. As a little boy, when he would play with Krishna, he was always expecting Krishna. He loved Krishna. Hiranyakashipu, his guru, was Sukracharya, who had two very capable sons, Sanda and Amarka. And they ran Sukracharya's school. Hiranyakashipu controlled the school like he controlled the rest of the universe, to train the youth of his kingdom to be exactly the way he wanted them to be. And of everyone, the foremost was his own son, Prahlad. Imagine Hiranyakashipu entrusted his son to Sanda and Amarka. So he expected a lot from them. Total faithfulness, total loyalty. One day, coming back from school, Prahlad, who was so compassionate and so loving to everyone, he bowed to his father. His father was sitting on the throne. and he picked up little Prahlad, who was so gentle, and placed him on his lap. Hiranyakashipu, he had so much affection for his son. Tears of fatherly affection would flow from his eyes when he looked at little Prahlad. He smelt the head of his little boy. Prahlad was then 5 years old. Hiranyakashipu, just as a matter of affection to have conversation, he asked little Prahlad, "What is the best thing that you learned in school?" And little Prahlad, he replied, "Tatsadu manye suravaryadehinam sadasa mudvignadiyam asadgrahat hitvatma patam grihamanda kupam vanam gatoya dharimashrayeta." When Srila Prabhupada would quote this verse, he emphasized how Prahlad praised his father by saying, "Oh, best of the demons." The best knowledge that I've learned. And then he told his father that anyone who accepts this material body as the self and becomes attached to the things of this material world is like a person who is laying on the bottom of a waterless well where there's only suffering and no way ourselves we could get out. My dear father, that is your situation. Go to the forest of Vrindavan, and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu. When Hiranyakashipu heard these words, he was shocked. Where did this child learn this from? He turned to Sandanamarka, and Sandanamarka said, "We never taught him this." Hiranyakashipu said, "My son is being polluted by the enemy, the devotees of Vishnu. Take him back to school and protect him, and you teach him the proper education." They brought little Prahlad back to school. They chastised Prahlad. "Where are you learning this from?" Their love, Sandanamarka understood their lives were on the line. Little Prahlad, he revealed the very heart of this whole story. He said, "Your form of education is simply teaching who is my friend and who is my enemy. How to conquer my enemy, how to exploit my friends. I do not see anyone as my friend or enemy. I see everyone with equal vision." Krishna tells in Gita, "Brahma bhuta prasanatmana sochati na kankshati. Samasarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param." One who's actually connected with the soul and connected with Krishna's presence in their heart, they do not hanker or lament for the things of this world which are constantly coming and going. They are happy, joyful, from within. And they see every living being with equal vision. Because when we recognize our own spiritual nature, we can recognize the spiritual nature inherent within everyone. By the mercy of Narada Muni, this was the way Prahlad was from his very birth. He had love for everyone. But we see how he expressed his love for his father, not in just a sentimental way of trying to make him happy in this world, but he expressed his love for his father by telling him the truth, even if it hurt, as a well-wisher. When Prahlad Maharaj was speaking, this Samadarshana, this philosophy of seeing everyone with equal vision, being a well-wisher of everyone, giving up the arrogance of bodily conception, the need to feel better than others, giving up the greed of this world, feeling Brahmabhuta prasanama, self-satisfied. He outraged his teachers. It was the complete opposite of what they were trying to program their students to understand. As far as they were concerned, it was unproductive. They picked up a stick and threatened to beat Prahlad, chastised him severely. And Prahlad respectfully listened and went to his studies. After some time, Sandanamarka felt, Prahlad is so respectful. He's so gracious. He seems like he's learned everything we've taught him perfectly. And they wanted to display the crown jewel of their school, Prahlad, to Hiranyakashipu. Sandanamarka brought him home, and Kayadu dressed Prahlad very, very nicely with ornamentations, and they all brought him to the throne where Hiranyakashipu was sitting. Hiranyakashipu brought Prahlad onto his lap again, gazed at his son and asked, tell me, what is the best knowledge? Little Prahlad replied, Saravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. This particular verse spoken by little five-year-old Prahlad is the very foundation of the bhakti movement. He's describing the nine processes of devotional service. Hearing the names and glories of the Lord. Chanting the names and glories of the Lord. Kirtanam. Worshipping the Lord. Remembering the Lord with love. Offering prayers to the Lord. Serving the Lord, serving the Lord's lotus feet, becoming a friend of the Lord, and surrendering everything, my dear Father, by following these nine processes of devotional service, one can actually transcend the miseries of material existence and all of the attachments of this world and find the true glory of love of God. Hiranyakashipu was aghast. Sandanamarka said, we didn't teach him this. We don't know where he's learning this. Hiranyakashipu said, where are you learning this blasphemous teachings? These are the words of my enemy. And little Prahlad, he replied, Matirna Krishne Paratasvatova Mito Bibityeta Grihavratanam Adanta Gopiya Vishatam Tamishram Puna Punas Charvata Charvananam. My dear father, this knowledge of love for Krishna, it cannot be learned by teachers. It cannot be learned by studies. It cannot be learned by association of others. It cannot be learned by any type of worship or other type of mechanical process. As long as one is puna punas charvata charvananam, as long as one continues his material or her material attachments, chewing that which has already been chewed. Prahlad Maharaj compared material enjoyment to chewing the chewed. We chew it, we spit it out, we pick it up, we chew it again, and we spit it out again and again and again, birth after birth and through birth. Unless one has the aim to transcend these material attachments, one cannot understand Krishna. And then Prahlad Maharaj told his father, after saying how you cannot understand Krishna, he told him, that knowing Krishna or Vishnu is the ultimate goal of life and the only way to enter into the mysteries of the understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Naisham matistha varurukramangrim sprispartya martha pagamo yadartha Mahiya sampadar jobhishekam niskinchananam navriniti avat. One must take the dust of the lotus feet of those great souls who have no material attachments, those great souls who love and serve Krishna, and abhishekam, bathe their body, smear their every limb with the dust of the lotus feet of those humble, gentle devotees. That person alone can understand Krishna. In other words, to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord's devotees. That, in essence, is what this verse means. Hearing this, Hiranyakashipu felt totally insulted, betrayed. Hiranyakashipu, with his gigantic, powerful hands, took gentle little Prahlad and threw him onto the floor. His eyes red with wrath. He screamed at Prahlad, "You have become the devotee of the killer of my brother. You have become my enemy." If one has a limb, that is hopelessly, grossly diseased, Hiranyakashipu said, to save the rest of the body, you have to cut off that limb. And similarly, even though you are my own son, because you are devoted to my enemy, Vishnu, because I cannot control you, you must die. He gave the example of one can take the branch of a tree and make an axe to cut down the tree. You are like that branch, Prahlad. If you don't die, I will die. Searing, Hiranyakashipu ordered his soldiers, kill him. They took Prahlad and tried in many possible ways to end his life. They tried piercing him with spears. They threw him in a pit of highly venomous snakes. They placed him under the feet of galloping elephants. They threw him from the top of high mountains. They tried to crush his little body with massive rocks. They cast him to the bottom of the sea. They fed him poison. They starved him. They put him in the center of an enormous blazing fire. Little Prahlad, he never even tried to save himself. He never felt the slightest animosity toward these people. He simply took shelter of Krishna. From the core of his heart, he remembered Krishna. Mari Krishna Rakhi Ki, Rakhi Krishna Mari Ki. Krishna, if you want to protect me, nobody can harm me. And if you want to kill me, then this body has to die anyway. I'm your eternal servant. Nothing could kill the soul. In the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells, Nahanyate hanyamane sarire. The soul is eternal. It is unborn. It never dies. The soul cannot be burnt by fire, cannot be moistened by water, cannot be cut into pieces by any type of weapon. Prahlad was Atmarama. He was self-realized. He was tasting the sweetness of Krishna's love in his soul, and nothing could interrupt that. We get a real glimpse of Prahlad's mood in the form of Haridas Thakur. When Haridas was being beaten like Prahlad, he was simply crying in compassion for those who were trying to hurt him, while he was constantly absorbed in remembering Krishna by chanting his names. This was little Prahlad. Srila Prabhupada gives an example in this regard, that when an elephant tries to cross a very swift-moving river, the elephant is washed away. But when a little tiny fish is in the same river, the fish is swimming upstream and downstream and crossstream. The little fish doesn't have even a fraction of the power of an elephant, but the fish has learned how to take shelter of the river. Prahlad, he was remembering Krishna. Trinada Pisuni Chena Taror Iba Sehishnuna Amani Namanadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us to be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant and forgiving than a tree, to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. In this way, we could chant the Lord's name constantly. these qualities were the ornament of Haridas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya said that Haridas Thakur was the ornament of the entire creation because he had these qualities. These were the qualities of Prahlad. However much they tried to destroy Prahlad, they couldn't. When Hiranyakashipu saw what was going on, he was disturbed. He was angrier than fire. But he simply could not harm Prahlad. Not only that, he couldn't even get Prahlad to be angry at him. He couldn't get Prahlad to hate him. The most powerful person was powerless before a tiny child. Hiranyakashipu entered into a state of deep depression. He was confused. He was bewildered. He was practically immobilized. He was so depressed. Which is quite symbolic. Because the more we expect things to go our way, the more vulnerable we are to pain when they don't. The more we identify ourselves as being controllers, the more disturbed we are when something is beyond our control. Sanda and Amarka approached Hiranyakashipu. They saw him in such a state he couldn't even talk. And they said, "Don't take this so seriously. He's only a child of 5 years old. He'll grow out of this. Let us take him back to school and we'll teach him and we'll bring him back and you will be proud of him." They gave Hiranyakashipu hope. They brought him back to school. And Prahlad, such a respectful, gentle devotee, he went through all the motions of being in school. I'm just remembering at this time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told Raghunath Das Goswami, when Raghunath Das Goswami was still living at home in Krishnapur, his father and uncle were very wealthy. And Raghunath Das wanted to leave home and dedicated his entire energy in the renounced order in the loving service of the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya told him. And he also wrote a similar letter to Rupa and Sanatan when they were the prime minister and home minister of Bengal. He said, "You should perform your duties as if you're completely attached, but in your heart you should be detached by completely remembering and taking shelter of Krishna." And that's how Prahlad went to school. But one day, Sanda and Amarka left the class for some business. And at that time, all the little children, the classmates, gathered around Prahlad and began to ask him questions. It was at that time that Prahlad instructed the little children in his school. He began, "Komara acharet pragyo dharman bhagavata iha dulaba manasajjanma tarapyatruvamartadam." That My friends, now that you're just 5 years old, little children, this is the time to begin understanding Bhagavad Dharma, the science of loving devotional service to the Lord. He explained to the children the nature of time, how in this material creation, our physical bodies are always under the control of time, and how precious time is. Krishna tells in Gita, Dehinosmin yatha dehe komaram yomaram jara. From childhood we become youth, adolescence, middle-aged, old age, and die. It's inevitable. The most powerful kings, they die. They grow old and die, if not before. The most great athletes, the wealthiest millionaires and billionaires, the most knowledgeable scientists, religionists, whoever we are, Krishna tells in Gita, time I am. So Prahlad Maharaj explains, when we understand that this is the goal of life from the very beginning of life, or whenever we understand what is the highest purpose and goal of life, human life is so rare. Each moment, Maya will be there to entangle us, to complicate our lives. She will always be doing that. Unless we are fixed in our goal, Nate Vidu Swartha Gatim Habishnu, then we will be distracted and our lives will be wasted. So now is the time. The great Paramhamsas, the great Gurus, they have come to teach us this wonderful message of loving service to the Lord, the joy we are all seeking. The children listened very carefully to Prahlad, because he spoke with such compassion and total conviction. They asked, how did you learn this? Because from the day of your birth, you've lived in the palace of your father, and you've gone to our school. We never learned these things. And Prahlad explained the beautiful story of how in the womb of his mother, Kayadhu, he heard from his guru, Narada Muni. All the children in the association of Prahlad were transformed. Govinda Das prays that one can become fearless by taking shelter of the Lord. In this world, there is nothing more precious than the association of devotees. The Srimad Bhagavatam describes more valuable than all the treasures of the heavens, what to speak of this world, is a moment in the association of a true devotee. Because in that association, our propensity to love and serve Krishna awakens. All these boys in Prahlad's school, they developed a higher taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna. When Sanda and Amarka returned and saw what happened, their hearts were plagued with fear. What's going to happen to us? And anger. They brought Prahlad back to his father and reported what was happening. Hiranyakashipu was outraged. He said to Prahlad, Where do you get this power where you think that you could disobey me? Do you not appreciate and recognize how I have conquered the demigods? How everyone is subordinate to my will? Where do you get this power that you think you can disobey me? When Hiranyakashipu spoke, it was like thunder, rumbling. But Prahlad stood before him with folded hands, with all respect, and spoke the truth. He said, "My dear father, I get my power from the same place that you get your power, from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from Vishnu. That beloved Lord, he's all-pervading. He's in everyone's heart. He's the source of all strength, of all knowledge, of all power. That was the greatest insult that could possibly be inflicted upon Hiranyakashipu. You're saying that I am subordinate to the power of my worst enemy?" Hiranyakashipu, he was out of control with anger. He said to Prahlad, You talk about this Vishnu? You talk about this God who is greater than me? Where is this God?" Prahlad said, "He's everywhere, my lord. He's everywhere." Hiranyakashipu said, "Is he here? Is he here? Is he in this pillar?" And he pointed to one of the great royal pillars close to his throne. Prahlad said, "Yes, my father, he is there." Hiranyakashipu drew his massive sword with the intent to sever the head of Prahlad. He was so upset. He was filled with such envy toward his little son. He had his soldiers and his ministers and his associates try to kill Prahlad in every way. Now, with his ultimate weapon of his sword, he was going to kill Prahlad himself. And after drawing his sword with his fist, Hiranyakashipu smashed the pillar. And he said, "Let us see your Lord save you now." Suddenly, the pillar began to tremble. A noise came out of that pillar, which was a noise that nobody ever heard before. Hiranyakashipu was bewildered. He was trying to find, where is this screeching sound, this roaring sound coming from? And suddenly, from the pillar, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman, the Supreme Brahman, the all-powerful creator, maintainer, and destroyer of all creation, the Lord of all lords, the absolute truth, came out from the pillar. just to protect the word of Prahlad. Prahlad said, yes, he is in that pillar. So the Lord wanted to show the world, my devotee, what my devotee speaks is true. Hiranyakashipu looked. He saw this enormous form, which was half man and half lion. He had gigantic teeth. His mane, his hairs were white like the moonshine. His mouth roaring in such a way that was unbearable for any ears to hear. He was the most fearful form that this world has ever seen. He was the supreme, absolute truth manifesting a form of supreme, absolute fear. Hiranyakashipu understood. This is his enemy, Vishnu. But still, he was so bewildered due to the intoxication of his own achievements. He had such a false ego that he actually thought within his mind that he will kill Vishnu. There's no one that I cannot conquer. He drew his sword and he attacked the Lord. It was a wonderful battle. It lasted for some time. Brought him to the doorway of his palace. So they were neither inside or outside. Lord Narasimhadev was neither a human being or an animal or a demigod or any living being created by Brahma. And he used no weapons. Hiranyakashipu was neither on the land, in the water, in the air, but he was on the lap of the Lord. Lord Narasimhadev roared, and with his nails, he ripped the abdomen of Hiranyakashipu. He took out his intestines and put it around his own neck like a garland of victory. Now, the bloody intestines of someone are usually horrible to see, but when they were on the Lord, it was a beautiful garland. He removed Hiranyakashipu's heart just so all the demigods would know for sure that Hiranyakashipu was gone. And then he effortlessly tossed Hiranyakashipu's body on the ground. Narasimhadev, still roaring in anger for all the injustices to his devotee Prahlad, he went and sat on the throne of the king Hiranyakashipu. It was at that time that the demigods came and Brahma came to offer prayers. And the Srimad Bhagavatam describes the beautiful prayers, the Gandharvas and the Apsaras and the residents of various lokas and Indra and Varuna and Surya. Brahma himself offered prayers. But the Lord was still angry And they were all offering their prayers from a distance because they were so afraid. Lord Brahma asked Lakshmi Devi, the eternal consort of Vishnu, please pacify your husband. And even she could not step close to him because she never saw him in such a ferocious mood as this. Although they loved him, and the idea of fear of God was at its crescendo. Brahma approached little Prahlad and said, he has come in this angry mood in his love for you. Please pacify him. And little Prahlad had no fear. Yayatamam prabhatyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. Krishna tells, as you approach me, as you surrender to me, I reveal myself accordingly. He saw Narasingadev as his most gentle, loving well-wisher. And he came before Narasingadev, right to his lotus feet. And little Prahlad Maharaj did his dandavats. He prostrated himself. And then with loving, gentle eyes, he looked up at Narasingadev. The Supreme Lord took his hand and placed it on Prahlad's head. Upon doing this, he invested all knowledge, Brahmagyan, into Prahlad. It's very similar to 5-year-old Dhruva, when he wanted to offer prayers to Lord Vishnu, Prishni Garba, he didn't know what to say. But he had feelings in his heart that he didn't know how to articulate. And the Lord touched him with his conch shell in his hand and invested all knowledge in Dhruva. And similarly, Lord Narahari invested in Prahlad all knowledge. Little Prahlad, his whole body entered into a state of transcendental, ecstatic love, being touched by the hand of Narasingadev. And upon touching Prahlad with his hand, Narasingadev became completely peaceful. It was then that Prahlad offered beautiful prayers. Upon hearing the prayers of Prahlad, which are so deeply instructive, and on this holy day of Narasingha Chaturdasi, it's so auspicious to study these prayers. Our acharyas quote these prayers again and again throughout the centuries and the millenniums. The words of Prahlad. Lord Narasingha offered Prahlad any benedictions. Prahlad replied that I do not want anything from you. If I want something in return from you, for my devotion, my service, and my surrender, then I'm not really your pure devotee. I'm like a mercantile person doing business, giving and hoping to receive something. I simply want to serve you. I simply want to please you. Prahlad demonstrated unmotivated, uninterrupted love. The only benediction he desired is that he would want no benediction. Give me the consciousness, my Lord, that I don't want anything in return from you. I simply want to serve you and please you with love. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He exhibited this mood in his prayer. Natanam najanam na sundarim kavitam vajagadisha kameye mama janmani janmanishwari bhavatad bhakti rohit kitvai. I do not want wealth or property. I do not want the sensual pleasures of the body, even in the form of the most wonderful sexual experiences. I do not want fame. I do not want even liberation from suffering. I don't want the eight mystic cities. I simply want to serve you and to please you in every situation. Prahlad Maharaj lived this sweet mood of surrender. Lord Narsingadev was so pleased with Prahlad that he blessed him. And he fulfilled Prahlad's innermost desire. That yes, you will never have material desires. You will never have material attachments. You will see every living being with equal vision, and you will constantly in your life be absorbed in remembering me with love. And after you leave this world, you will forever serve me with love in the spiritual world. But still, I want to give you something. And Prahlad said, my father, he hated me so bad. He was so envious. And he caused so many people so much suffering. Please, I don't want to see him suffer. Give him liberation. Narsingadev was so overwhelmed by Prahlad's compassion. He wanted nothing for himself, but he wanted liberation from the person who hated him most. Such a standard of selflessness is impossible to even conceive realistically. But it's the very nature of a pure soul. Lord Narsingadev blissfully extolled the glories of Prahlad and said, because of your devotion, I give you this promise. 21 generations of your family members in the past and in the future will all be liberated. Narsingadev then instructed Prahlad, after glorifying his devotee, to take the service of his father, of being the king, but to rule in the mood of pure devotional service. At that time, Lord Brahma begged Narsingadev for forgiveness and thanked him for everything. Addictions to demoniac people. Along with Brahma and others, and they coronated Prahlad as the king. And for many years, Prahlad Maharaj, with a family, wife, children, so many occupational responsibilities, he had the same devotion. He taught us, Grihetako Vanitako Sadahari Boletako. Whether we're grihastas, living with family members, having jobs, or whether we're brahmacharis or sannyasis or living in the forest or even in a cave, Krishna's pleased when we remember him with devotion, serve him with devotion, and utilize whatever gifts we have with compassion for other beings. Mahajano yena gata sapanta. That was the mood of Prahlad. Narada Muni was Prahlad's guru. Brahma was the param guru, the guru of the guru of Prahlad, and how they praised Prahlad. Brahma assumed his mood when he came as Haridas Thakur. And Narada Muni, he spoke that wherever there is an assembly of devotees discussing the supreme goal of life, naturally the conversation of Prahlad will come. Srila Prabhupada at every temple had us chanting the glories of Narsingadev and Prahlad. And on this particular day of Narasingha Chaturdasi, Srila Prabhupada gave wonderful lectures describing this story. He explained the beautiful prayers that Prahlad offered. Let us pray that what we learn in this story becomes the guiding light of our life. There will be dark times, there will be light times, health, disease, pleasure, pain, honor, dishonor, success, failure. Sometimes things are easy, sometimes difficult. And inevitably we know death will come to us and all our loved ones. So it's a difficult situation living in this world. But these beautiful stories, these pastimes of the Lord, are meant to help us to focus on what is really meaningful in our lives. What is our purpose? Where is our hope under any such situation? And what is it really that I can give to others to show my love? It is bhakti. It is love for Krishna, love for God. The story of Lord Narasingadev as the protector of the devotees and Prahlad, the ideal exemplary devotee, is the gift that we've been given. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna in the mood of Sri Radha, absorbed in the mood of the gopis of Sri Vrindavan. And Gadadhar Pandit is the very incarnation of Srimati Radharani. So here is Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya and Gadadhar, Krishna tasting the mood of Sri Radha and Sri Radha. And they would meet every day at the Tota Gopinath temple to read and discuss the Srimad Bhagavatam. And when Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit would read the story of Prahlad Narsingha, even though it's many chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, they would read it and meditate upon it and discuss it 100 times before they would go on to the next story. That is how much Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna relish hearing the glories of Prahlad, the prayers of Prahlad. In doing so, they also teach us the importance of emulating the spirit of Prahlad in our lives. It may seem so far away, and it is. But if that is our aspiration, and we earnestly and honestly pray for it and try our best, it is Prabhupada and Krishna's promise. It will be given to us. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Maharaj, for your enlightening class. It was very nice that we heard you speak through the whole seventh canto, chapter by chapter. You began with the theme of protection, of how Lord Narsingdev in his various deity forms, especially in Narsingapalli, the deity of Lord Varaha Narsingha and Yoga Narsingha, and then how you took us to the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then chapter by chapter you told about how Hiranyakashipu, he got powers from Lord Brahma, and then he began terror all over the universe, and then how Prahlad Maharaj's bold devotion and culminating in the appearance of Lord Narsingdev from the pillar, Lord Narsingdev killing Hiranyakashipu, and then finally the beautiful prayers of Prahlad Maharaj. And this way you highlighted the spirit of Prahlad. Thank you very much, Maharaj. You actually took us the whole seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Thank you very much, Maharaj.
I'm very sorry I don't tell the story appropriately. I'm pretty spaced out. But I also spoke about Sharad Bihari Devi and Pankajangari Prabhu. We're remembering with great feeling today. In dedication to them and all of our loved ones who have passed away, who have suffered, let us dedicate this kirtan. Everyone, please follow as I sing. Namaste Narasingaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste Narasingaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste Narasingaya.
Namaste Narasimhaya.
Namaste Narasingaya.
Navaste Narasimhaya.
Pralada Lalatayani.
Pralada Lalatayani.
Hiranyakasipu.
Kashi Purvakshaha.
Aye.
Shilatanka Kalaye.
Itho Narasingho Paratho Narasingho.
To Narasimha Paratho Narasimho.
Yato Yato Yamita To Narasingho.
Yato Yato Yamita To Narasimho.
Bahir Narasingho Hridaye Narasingho.
Bahir Narasingho Hridaye Narasingho.
Narasingh Lama Din Saranam Prapadai.
Narasingh Lama Din Saranam Prapadai.
Avakara kamala bare nakam abduta sringam dalita hiranya kashi bhutanu bringam keshavadrita narahari rupa jaya jagadishahari Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Jaya Jagadisha Hari.
Tavakara Kamala Varena Kama Dhuta Singha. Dalita Hiranya Kashipu. Tanu Gringa Keshavadrinda Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadishare Jaya Jagadishare Jaya Jagadishare
Tavakara kamala bare nakam abduta sringam dalita hiranya kasipu thanu bringam kishavadrita narahari rupa jaya jagadisha hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Jaya Jagadisha Hari.
Avakara Kamala Varena Kama Dashanga. Dalita Hiranya Kashipu Tanu Bringa. Keshavadrinda Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadishare Jaya Jagadishare Jaya Jagadishare
Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari Jaya Jagadisha Hari
Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jaya
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatharine
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi
Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jaya Narasingha Dev, Jaya Narasingha Dev, Jaya Narasingha Dev, Jaya Narasingha Dev.
Jaya Narasingha Dev, Jaya Narasingha Dev.
Jaya Narasingha Dev, Jaya Narasingha Dev, Jaya Narasingha Dev, Jaya Narasingha Dev,
Jaya Narasingha Dev, Jaya Narasingha Dev, Narasingha Dev, Jaya Narasingha Dev.
Jaya Nara Hari, Jaya Nara Hari, Jaya Nara Hari, Jaya Nara Hari,
Nara Hari, Jaya Nara Hari, Nara Hari, Jaya Nara Hari.
Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj.
Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Pralatma Rajaya Pralatma Haraj
Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe
Jaya Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Radhe
Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Prabhupada
Prabhupada Prabhupada Prabhupada
Gaudiya Premanandi Vansha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha.
Isana Dhana Swami Maharaj ki
jai.
Prabhupada ki
jai.
Let us also remember Rasabihari Prabhu, Abhinandan Prabhu, and all the other devotees who have left us and relatives of devotees who have left us. Lord Narasimhadev's prayer of 21 generations being liberated when we surrender our hearts to Krishna. That is our greatest hope, that even while we're living by our sincerity of devotional service, we know that Krishna is blessing not only our own lives, but the lives of those who are with us and the lives of those who have departed with his mercy. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Let us thank His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj for kindly joining us and enlightening us on this special day of Narasimha Chaturdashi. Let us thank Him with gratitude from our heart, but three times loudly chanting, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada.